Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know. Thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a beautiful day today. Today is the 30th day in the month of January 2025. It's the second to the last day in this month. And we have come with our hearts of gratitude. And we've come to tell the Lord thank you. Because without Him, how would it have been possible that we would have seen today? The Lord is rich in mercy. His goodness runs true and true. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do for us. We cannot thank you enough. Accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep revelations in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen. If you've also been frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to deliver on our assignments that we do every morning. It's time to invite somebody to this platform. Go ahead and share the link. Invite somebody. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, of course, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says, God provides. God provides. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 16 from our manual. Hymn 16, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Our Bible in one year is taken from Leviticus chapter 8 to chapter 10. Leviticus from chapter 8 to chapter 10. Our memory verse for today is taken from Psalm 23 verse 1. Psalm 23 verse 1, very interesting. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 22, from verse 7 to 14. Genesis chapter 22, from verse 7 to 14. From verse 7 it reads, But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, Abraham, and he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to a place of which God told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed a wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horn. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, "I became the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God about 45 years ago. At that time, the total income of the church was less than my monthly salary from the university I resigned from. The church had 39 other members of staff, and after paying them, there was usually nothing left for the general overseer. As a human being, I turned to God and said, 'Lord, I told you to leave me alone where I was lecturing. After all, I was already pastoring. After collecting my salary, I always deduct money for food and fuel for my car, and the rest goes to your work. Now what I am getting from the government is no longer available, and this is the income of the church. What guarantee do I have that I will survive? Then God made a promise. "Son, I have only one guarantee to give you. Wherever you go, I will be with you." Truly, God hasn't failed me. In 45 years, I have neither borrowed nor begged. Indeed, God provides. When you see someone who cannot testify to the fact that God provides, it is likely that you have found someone who is stingy, even to God. If you pay attention to my story, in the first paragraph you would see that even when I was a lecturer, almost all my money was given to God. Hence, whenever I am in need, he has never failed me. Luke chapter 6 verse 39 says that it is when you give that it shall be given unto you. The widow of Zarephath understood this, so when God, through prophet Elijah, asked her for her last meal, she gave it. In return, she had more than enough food to last her throughout the famine. God had been so gracious to many people, such that giving him all their money is not enough to say thank you to him. Despite this, when he asks them for just a little of what they have, they would say no. Apart from being stingy to God, a lot of them are also stingy to people around them, especially the less privileged. The Bible says in Proverbs 21 verse 13, "Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard." Beloved, if you want God to provide for you, don't be stingy to his work. Men and women of God, those around you or the poor, the liberal soul will surely be made fat. Like we can see in the book of Proverbs 11, verse 25. Today's Open Heaven comes at an action point that says, cultivate the habit of giving to support God's work, his ministers, and those in need around you. Cultivate the habit of giving to support God's work, his ministers, and those in need around you. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefallashradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisefallashradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which is available to you free of charge. You will get access to all our amazing shows lined up for you throughout the day. Even when you are on the move, you can enjoy Praise Palace Radio. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.